Ready?
I was born ready.
I can honestly say that's the best news I've heard all day.
Joe Torti Show.
Kind of reminded me of a dark, gothic Neil Diamond.
That's like exactly what I'm going for.
This is the Joe Torti Show.
What show are you listening to?
Joe Torti Show.
I'm trying to be patient, but you're making it incredibly difficult.
I can say big loud things. I can be demonstrative.
Can we just end this already?
Now it's time. The Joe Torti Show.
Yes, it is. What's going on, Philadelphia? Joe Torti here with you, 97.5, The Fanatic. Hanging out until midnight. Love sharing the microphone during the 9 o'clock hour with Devon Gibbons. Josh Rabick is producing, pinch hitting for Tyler Goldberg. So appreciate Josh for stepping up in the big spot there. Plenty of stuff to get to. Let's start off by talking about the Eagles here, right? Because I think it's important to, with the start of OTAs and voluntary minicamp, there's plenty to talk about, obviously, with Carson Wentz. We're going to hear from Carson Wentz's full remarks to the media at the top of the hour at 11 o'clock. There's the Malcolm Jenkins stuff and everything else. And I'm looking at the Eagles, their betting odds in terms of what they can accomplish, according to Vegas, in the upcoming year. So the futures, let's say, and the games themselves, we'll look at all of that. And because I was thinking about this, I'm fascinated now by sports gambling more than I was before because it's now legalized. And by the way, the Eagles at plus 1600 to win the Super Bowl. So not one of the top favorites, but very close, not very far off. One of the things that I wanted to ask about, just really quickly, Josh, feel free to weigh in on this as well. I was reading about securities fraud the other day. And for people who don't know what that is, it's like pretty much somebody who makes comments disparaging a company, like saying that they're going to be under investigation or something like that in order to tank their stock price. It's illegal. You can go to jail. Quick question. Now that sports betting is legalized and shares a lot of similarities with, say, the stock market, is coach speak going to be allowed? Like, the idea that you're hiding injuries or anything, is that going to be, like, legal? Are there going to be any kind of ramifications? Are there going to be any kind of rules for this? Now, the creation of the injury report, generally speaking, was a gambling-driven thing at the very core of it. At the very beginning, that's the only reason that injury reports exist. But, I mean, let's face it, Tom Brady's been questionable or probable shoulder soreness for his entire career. Never really a big deal. But I think about, like, with hockey teams. You come out and you find out that Wayne Simmonds was playing pretty much with his legs not attached to his torso a couple of years back. And if you're a Flyers bettor, don't you think, yeah, that information would have been really good to have. Really, really good. And it would help me to inform the way that I want to invest. Just curious. I don't know. I haven't heard any rumblings about this, but I just thought about it being widespread legalization of sports gambling. Is the way that we talk about injuries and stuff like that, is that going to have to change?
Right, like the undisclosed upper body injury like you're talking about in hockey.
Yeah, yeah. Well, upper body injury. All right, does he have like a scratch from his shoulder pads or is his clavicle shattered? Like what are we talking about here? Oh, Joe, we wouldn't be playing with a shattered clavicle. You'd be surprised at the things that we see people playing through in the Stanley Cup playoffs. As a hockey fan, I need to know. Side tangent over. We'll address this again in the future, I'm sure. For now, we're going to go to the phones with Nick and Mount Laurel next on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Nick?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
How we doing?
Yo, real quick, the whole hockey injury thing, I hate it so much. upper body injury, 4 weeks. Oh, so what is that? Is that like, you know, a sprained shoulder, a dislocated shoulder, or did he actually break his shoulder?
That's exactly right. That's my problem, especially if I'm going to bet. I need to know.
Yeah, it's annoying. But,
yes, sir.
But to get into it, I got 2 points here for you, man. I got a whole, you know, why I think Philly's super, you know, not a huge destination. And I got an Eagles point for you.
Okay.
But the whole Philly not being a big market and we can't get anybody is so frustrating to me. It's really, really frustrating.
The fact that people say it or the fact that it's, like, true?
The fact that it's true. I mean, I'm looking back at it. Who was the last real big signing for the Phillies before Bryce?
I mean, Jim Tomey, maybe the pitching. Yeah, I mean, like you have to go back. You have to go back for that.
I mean, the Flyers, who JVR, and he was already here, so that doesn't really
right.
help anything. And then you got who for the Sixers? Who was the last real big signing? I mean, real big signing. I can't
Mutombo
even name
was
it. I mean,
a trade. Like you have to go back. It's hard to find signings. Yeah. I think for the Flyers it might be Briz. That might have been like the highest profile guy that they got.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And it's just so frustrating that, you know, that we are the city that loves our sports and everybody wants to go play for Boston.
It's just brutal.
Why Boston or why New York? Like, look at our teams compared to everybody else. We just, you know, we're one of those places where everybody thinks, oh, it's Philly, bad rap. They throw wristbands on the ice or they throw snowballs at Santa. Why would we want to go there? And then they get here and look at Jimmy Butler. He's like, dude, I love this city. I love what it embodies. I mean, a lot of people, once they get here, they're like, oh, I really love this city.
Well, yeah, they get here and they stay. So that's why I think you have to, you know, whatever it is, we can complain about it because obviously free agency tends to be easier than trades because you don't have to give things up. But, you know, once people get here, they stay. So, I mean, that's kind of the path that Elton Brand and some of these other, like Howie Roseman's done it as well, where you have to make trades and then get guys to stay. So, unfortunately, that's just the world we live in, it looks like.
Sucks, man. But, out of my Eagles point, man, I really think that people are going to see us as underrated again this year. I work with the Cowboys fan. It's really, really, really frustrating. But every day I got to hear about Dak being better than Carson or this or that. And it just blows me away that people think because Dak had a better rookie season that he's such a better quarterback. But it's like, you know, you look at the numbers Carson threw up his second year. He was basically an MVP and he still should have won the MVP injured, you know. And
sure.
It blows my mind that, you know, we're definitely going to have one of the best wide receiving cores in the league. We made one of the best offseason moves in getting Jordan Howard. Our defense is still solidified. Even losing Chris Long again, our defense is still going to be solidified the way it is. Mm-hmm. There's still going to be some trades being made. You know there's going to be a couple trades being made because Howie's always got something up his sleeve. I mean, this football team is a scary thing to go up against, and I think a lot of teams are afraid to admit that.
Well, I don't mind them
really
playing the underdog card, though, Nick. Thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. The fact that they've been forced to kind of come from out of nowhere in the past. Surely this is not true, what I just saw. The Eagles are 16-1 futures odds to win the Super Bowl. That's the seventh best odds to win the Super Bowl. The Patriots are the top at 6-1. The Rams at 8-1 are number two. The Chiefs at 10-1 are number three. The next team, the New Orleans Saints, 12-1. The Cleveland Browns have better Super Bowl odds than the Philadelphia Eagles at 14-1.
I'm embarrassed.
What in the hell are people smoking right now? The Browns? They're talking about the Browns maybe not even winning the division. And they've got the fifth best Super Bowl odds. Holy smokes. That is just bananas, bonkers, insane. Oh, I hope the Eagles go to Vegas Insider and print that out and have that all over the locker room. Oh, man. I literally can't. The Eagles actually won the Super Bowl, and they've been an improving team. Oh, my goodness gracious. And then the other team in front of them, the Indianapolis Colts. I actually don't have a beef with that because the Colts have some stuff to them this year. But my goodness. Eagles do play the Patriots this year. Oh, man. I got to tell you. This is getting out of hand. The Cleveland Browns hype train. I've talked about it. I can't quit it because it's everywhere. We're talking about affecting people's money now at this point. Wow. I think the Eagles generally are in the best of all possible spots because, unlike our caller just said, all of the offseason moves that they've made, they've been really busy, and it's hard to point to like the one big loss that they've had outside of Nick Foles. Is there like one area where they got considerably weaker? And if they have to go to the backup quarterback again, I'm just going to be a basket case to begin with. Everything's going great for the Eagles, except for one absence. and we talked about it briefly, Devon and I did earlier, Malcolm Jenkins skipping the start of organized team activities. Every year this happens, where somebody is skipping OTAs, and not just with the Eagles. It happens across the league. But it happens all the time, and every time the media asks about it, you get the same kind of answer, as in, like Doug Peterson said today. Obviously, you guys know I'm not going to get into any personal conversations that we've had. It's a voluntary program, and Malcolm's one of the guys that's a leader of this football team. We're not concerned with him. We're going to keep our focus on the guys that are here, get better today, blah, 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 blah. He didn't actually say blah, but, you know, you get the idea. I don't think that it's a huge deal. I do think it's a big deal if the Eagles don't address it by making sure that this guy's happy for the rest of his Eagles career. I'm not saying that Malcolm Jenkins is Brian Dawkins, but I think the way that the franchise treated Dawkins has kind of left a sour taste in a lot of fans' mouths, because it's a franchise that's really done things the right way a lot. Like a whole lot when it comes to treating players well. And unfortunately, probably the most beloved player of all time wanted to stay, didn't get to stay, and continued playing for a couple more years somewhere else. That's where it hurts. I'm not saying, once again, that Jenkins is Dawkins, but he did something that Dawkins never did: lead the team to a Super Bowl and defensively be arguably their most important player. He's been a safety and nickel corner. He's been a linebacker, three-time Pro Bowler. Probably, I'd have to think, off the top of my head, in recent history, like the last 25 years, he's the best free agent signing that the Eagles have ever had. Like, I don't think that there's a better one than that. And if there is, you know, obviously tweet me at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. He still plays special teams. He's a Pro Bowl safety who still plays special teams. The Eagles' defensive backs literally went down like flies last year, constantly. Every single other snap, there was another corner or safety down, and Malcolm Jenkins played every single snap while defending some of the most talented guys on the field. I don't think it's a big deal. I'm not going to be like, oh, man, Malcolm Jenkins quitting on the team, blah, blah. That's not it. It's that if he's not happy, the Eagles had better make sure that he is happy, because he has more than held up his end of the bargain. Now, the question becomes, do you think it's a big deal? Do you see it as a potential distraction? We saw last year with several would-be Super Bowl contenders how distractions can kind of derail things. You can say all you want about the New England Patriots and the overtime rule. You tell me, did the Chiefs look, you know, perfectly focused? Did the Steelers look focused over the course of, you know, their campaign? Every team that had locker room strife or drama, in the NBA we just saw it with the Boston Celtics, any team that's had any kind of distractions that way has not performed up to expectations. And it only takes so long, you know, for a rotten core to expand and corrupt the rest of the apple. That's what you looked at as one of the major strengths of the Eagles Super Bowl team, because I would argue that that team was probably... Well, I mean, I don't think it's all that debatable. That team was not the most talented team in the NFL that year. And yet the locker room was so together. You had 53 guys, and I guess it was 60 total or whatever, all pulling together in the same direction constantly and putting any kind of personal animus or agendas or whatever aside. That was one of the major strengths of the team. Everybody talked about it. Everyone who covered the team mentioned how close the group was, how tight-knit they were, and everything else. You don't want to allow this to become any kind of issue. You really don't. And I tend to evaluate these things on a case-by-case basis. You know, whether somebody has a righteous beef to want more money. Holding out of voluntary organized team activities is completely 100% up to you, and I don't judge you for that either way. This isn't college. This isn't a captain's practice where the coach isn't allowed to tell you to practice, but if you're not out there, you're not going to play. It's not like that. It's a voluntary deal. What I'm saying is you have to look at why he's not there. If he's not there because he's got some other stuff going on, or he doesn't feel like it or whatever, that's completely different. You know, that's one set of circumstances. It's all fine as far as I'm concerned. But if he is not there because he's feeling under-respected based on what he has done for you and relative to his peers compensation-wise, he's disappointed with the way that things are going, then that's where I have a little bit more of a problem. And if you're the Sixers, you've got to get out in front of that one and make sure that nothing like that becomes an issue. Your phone number, by the way, to hop aboard is 610-632-0975. Your phone number to join the conversation. Reach out on Twitter as well, at Joe Torti, at 97.5 The Fanatic. The Eagles' organized team activities begin. The other big thing, obviously, and we're going to hear from Wentz in a little bit, was Carson Wentz getting to goof off and throw around a little bit without a knee brace, no restrictions, playing with all of his weapons. DeSean Jackson, obviously a big-time signing. All kinds of other tools in Jordan Howard and the rookies, Arcega Whiteside and all those guys. Got a lot of people to break in. Now, don't get it twisted. If you watch organized team activities, you know that's not football. You're not watching anything. That's watching people play, you know, catch on the quad or whatever. That's not the same thing as, you know, pads football. But not the worst thing. Not the worst thing to see football starting to come back. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. At the start of organized team activities, what's the state of the Eagles right now? Have they addressed everything that you hoped that they would? In terms of the free agent signings and the draft, do you still have questions personnel-wise? I got to say, I don't know if they're a perfect team. And I don't know if they're the most talented team either. But all of the questions that I had, outside of like maybe a reliable third safety, like I said, Sendejo, not the biggest fan of. But other than that, I mean, I think that they've done a nice job of addressing a lot of the needs and a lot of the questions that we had looking at last season's shortcomings. I mean, you looked at the wide receivers that they had. You got a stud. Wait until you guys see Sanders. If you guys are not Penn State fans watching right now, which I understand, there's some non-Penn State fans out there, you're going to like what this guy does. He's going to be a major contributor right away. Obviously, he and Jordan Howard, two new pieces to the weakest unit on the team, which was the running backs last year. Thanks to the injuries and everything else, you really didn't have anything at running back. And a Doug Peterson offense without a capable running back is so hamstrung and so limited that it's no wonder that things didn't go right when you're already trying to work a quarterback back from injury and everything else. I mean, we should have known. Last season was kind of going to be doomed from the start. They still managed to pick up a playoff win along the way. By the way, in the NFC East, Eagles are the overwhelming favorite to win the NFC East. 11-10 odds. That's pretty remarkable. On the flip side, like in the NFC North, the Bears, the Packers, and the Vikings are all tied at 2-1 odds, and Detroit is at 12-1. So there are some really, really tight races around here. Now, of course, that's not the most overwhelming odds. You've got 10-19 for the New Orleans Saints to win the NFC South. The AFC East, you got the New England Patriots who are 1-5 to win the their division. But of course, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the juggernaut Cleveland Browns to win the AFC North. By far the favorite at 13-10. Holy smokes. What is going to happen when this team goes 7-9? Like, what are people actually going to do? I mean, last year, I thought it was fun that the Browns were winning games. I was, like, into it. Now the hype train is so strong, I'm going to turn into, like, the world's biggest Browns hater. There's plenty of room on the bandwagon if you want to come with me. 610-632-0975 is your phone number. OTAs are coming up. Actually happening right now. See, Brian McLaughlin tweeted in because Josh Rabick, producing tonight, obviously doing an outstanding job, captured a quote that I had that Malcolm Jenkins is the most important defensive signing for the Eagles in the past 25 years. I think I said free agent in the last 25 years. But Brian McLaughlin says, arguably their best free agent signing ever. Smartly passed on Jairus Byrd and T.J. Ward. Oh, man, everybody and their mother wanted Jairus Byrd. He's coming off like a 9-interception season or something like that. T.J. Ward could lay the wood. Nah, man. Didn't work out. And you ended up getting the third safety in the class that ended up being by far the best of them. By far. So, that means to me you have to look at it and you don't just be like, oh, yeah, well, Malcolm Jenkins got you a Super Bowl, so, you know, it's all well and good. It's time. You're just totally fine now. Nope. Instead, you have to look at it like you don't want another Brian Dawkins situation where you've got a franchise icon upset with the way that his career could potentially be ending over the next couple of seasons here in Philadelphia. And I'm not saying that Malcolm Jenkins is on his way out. I'm saying you just want to get out ahead of this one, and you do not want the same kind of headache that you had in the aftermath of the Dawkins situation. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to hop aboard. Plenty of open phone lines. You want to weigh in on the Eagles conversation? There are people reaching out on Twitter saying that they're done with the Sixers. They can't talk about the Sixers anymore. It's time to start turning your attention to other teams. Here's your chance right here. Eagles conversation all night up until midnight right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Grillmeister Jason Martinez here. Now, while you're firing up the grill, Window Nation's ready to kick off summer with sizzling savings. Buy one, get one free. Yeah, Window Nation's absolute best offer is back. Only until May 31st. Buy one window, get the second free. Buy two, you get two free. Buy four, get four free. No limit. Plus, you'll get 0% interest for 5 years. And there's even more to this smoking hot deal. Call today and get a free in-home quote, and you'll get a pair of tickets to Hershey Park while supplies last. Window Nation will come out to your home within 24 hours, 7 days a week, and provide you with exact pricing, not just an estimate. Backed by Window Nation's A+ Better Business Bureau rating, you're guaranteed the best value, or they'll pay you $250. But you have to act fast. Window Nation's sizzling savings ends May 31st. So call today. Buy one window, get one free. There is no limit. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years and bonus tickets to Hershey Park. Call today at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
You hear Armor Metals Recycling, you know we are the company that will pay you top dollar for all your metals, wires, and motors. But did you also know that we are the place that gives you cash for your computers, monitors, keyboards, cell phones, and batteries? Armor Metals specializes in corporate, organizational, and personal e-cycling. Clean out your electronics, servers, routers, computers, and copiers. We take it all. We do company cleanouts as well. When you're ready to refresh your server rooms, computer labs, or network equipment, call Armor Metals Recycling. We can pick up your material for your convenience. If you have a large electronic cleanout or a minimum of 20 computers or servers, call us today to arrange for us to come pick it up. Armor Metals Recycling wants to earn your business. Call today, 856-665-5715. We're located at 8300 National Highway, Pennsauken, New Jersey, behind the Pennsauken High School, or go to armormetalsrecycling.com.
Attention, if you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs greenlighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A+ rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
My name is Ruth Roosie. and this is how I live United. I read to children as part of United Way's education program. It helps them create links between language and literacy and prepares them for a better academic future. I figure I have the time and they have the need. My name is Ruth Russi. I help kids prepare to succeed in school. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
It's power time at Walmart Family Mobile. For just $49.88 a month, you can get a truly unlimited plan powered by T-Mobile. Plus now, you get 5 gigabytes of mobile hotspot, giving you the power to surf, share, and stream from any device. Great phones, great value, it's all here. Visit MyFamilyMobile.com or pick up a plan at Walmart today. Walmart Family Mobile. Get everything you love about Walmart in mobile. Video typically streams at DVD quality. See terms at MyFamilyMobile.com.
Do you suffer from a case of the Mondays every day of the week? Are you tired of donuts leaving a hole in your breakfast? Do you lack the energy to literally whistle while you work? Then Muscle Milk Protein Shakes just might be what you need to turn your mornings around. Packed with 25 grams of protein, vitamins, and minerals, Muscle Milk Protein Shakes have everything you need to keep you going strong all day long.
Pick up 2 Muscle Milk Protein Shakes for $5 today at your local Wawa.
Introducing the new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's. It comes with a new bacon double stack made with a 1/4 pound of fresh, never frozen beef and topped with crispy applewood smoked bacon. Plus 4 nuggets, fries, and a drink all for just $5. That's right, just $5. The new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's is everything you could ever want. Well, at least for lunch. Try Wendy's new $5 Biggie Bag today. Biggie Bag includes 4-piece nuggets, small fries, and a small drink. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Approximate weight before cooking. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Let's face it, tires attract nails and potholes and little pieces of glass. And hey, that's okay, because if you catch a flat, AAA is there to help. So hit the road with confidence. We'll put on the spare and get you home safe. P.S. You got this. AAA, go ahead.
Sports Talk for Haynesport and all of Burlington County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. I think one thing that's become apparent about this show, and Josh can attest to this, is I'm always open for, suggestions and feedback and things like that. So, somebody tweets in, Jeff Sachs tweets in response to the Malcolm Jenkins is the most important defensive signing for the Eagles in the past 25 years. He tweets in, no, a big signing, but 25 years is a long time. What am I going to ask for? Who? Who's better then? I need a bigger... Look, I'm fine. If I'm wrong, then I'm wrong, and I'll say I'm wrong. I've never had that problem. I'll do it right now. Okay, I'll work on it. I'll work on it later. But, gotta tell me who. 25 years is a long time. I know. The player's great. That's what I'm saying. 610-632-0975. Oh, this is another useful person. Lou Pell tweets in with... No. Okay. That's useful. Thank you for your contributions to the show. Appreciate you tonight. Let's go to Jason in Wilmington next on The Fanatic. What's up, Jason?
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Good. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man.
On Malcolm Jenkins, I agree. I think he is one of probably the biggest free agent signing in 25 years. I mean, I can't imagine not having him these past years. He's been so big for the team. And also him not showing up to OTAs, I have absolutely no problem with that whatsoever. What he's done for us, I think he played every single snap last year, putting his body on the line. If the reason why he didn't come to camp is money reasons, that's okay. I feel like he deserves extra money if that's what he wants.
Well, I kind of think so too. Like you pointed out, like all of the things that, like, just look at what the team would have looked like last year with all of their injuries. If Malcolm Jenkins was one of those, like the defense would have fallen apart, and the fact that he was still there was the only thing keeping them together for a long period of time.
Exactly, and I think, you know, all those guys, you know, we're losing guys, you know, almost every game, and I think his leadership back there basically kept the defense together, that secondary together. You know, it's his leadership, what he's done, what he does in the community. I think he's great. I mean, I think he has at least 2-3 good, like, years left in him that can be like a top safety. Go give him that money. You know, I don't think the fans should have a problem with him missing OTAs. You know, we should be, you know, grateful for what he's done for us.
I agree 100%, Jason. Thanks for the phone call. And that's why normally, like I said, I evaluate these things on a case-by-case basis, whether, you know, when there's a holdout, you know, by the way, I say the players can hold out whenever they want to, but you have to also deal with whatever the consequences are from that holdout. Sometimes the player's wrong, sometimes the team's in the wrong. I'm not saying that there is any conflict, but if there is, you give Malcolm Jenkins whatever you got to give Malcolm Jenkins to make him happy. I think that he's a reasonable guy. I don't think that he's going to be asking for the mega safety dollars, but, you know, in terms of respect and things like that, you know, let it go. Interesting question here from Bryant Brothers. Nick Foles was a free agent signing, right? After his initial departure from Philadelphia. Bigger than Malcolm Jenkins? What do you think? Josh? Ruling.
I'm going to still say no.
You're going to still say... Okay. Explain.
And it's really difficult to explain because you can't give him all the credit. One, Foles for the Super Bowl run. There was a big part of Wentz and them being set up.
Of course.
Was Foles going to go on the road and win all those games? No. So I will say I think Malcolm Jenkins is underrated from the standpoint of he doesn't do things... a lot of things great. Like, you might look at somebody in the division like a Landon Collins as far as one of the best in the box safeties, but he does so many things well. We talked about him being the Swiss Army knife.
Yes.
I think that's why he gets overlooked. And we've seen how many converted cornerbacks to safety not work out like they did in Malcolm's case.
Well, I remember him being drafted as the corner from Ohio State, and all of the questions were, does he have the speed to do it? And Sean Payton and company in New Orleans were like, of course not, you idiots. He's a great safety. You know, and that's the way that it worked. Like, Darrell Revis, who is probably, I got to think about this. I don't want to be hyperbolic, so I'll just be safe. I'll say that Darrell Revis is easily top five cover corners I've ever seen, and probably top three cover corners that I've ever seen. Was a horrible safety by the end of his career. Now, they moved him there because of injury and age and things like that, but I don't know if Darrell Revis would have been a good safety at the same age that he was switched as Malcolm Jenkins. I think that learning a completely different skill set, not completely different, but a different set of defensive responsibilities, what you do in terms of your coverages, not letting people get behind you, being the help rather than having the help, you know, all of that, not an easy paper route. It's not just like you take slow safeties and move them slow corners and move them to safety. That's not the way that it works. But you look at what Jenkins has done and then jumped back down to being a slot corner, where sometimes that means covering tight ends, and sometimes that means covering like Cole Beasley shaped individuals that are fast and quick and everything else. Unbelievable. Unbelievable chess piece that the Eagles have had to deploy against some of the top teams in the NFL. Perfect player? Not a perfect player. But in terms of being a fit with the city and the team and what you need him to do, nobody better than Malcolm Jenkins. That's why it's so, you know, I'm rarely this one-sided on, you know, the player versus team standoffs that tend to happen with the backdrop of quote-unquote voluntary organized team activities. I don't think there's a beef, but if there is, Malcolm Jenkins is so right. Super in the right, whatever it is. If it's about being disrespected, or even not disrespected, but not being appropriately respected relative to the other guys at his level in the profession. Whatever his reasoning is, I'm cool with it. And I think Jeffrey Lurie will be too. I don't envision this being a problem. 610-632-0975, your phone number to join the conversation. Troy Vincent, not as important. Not as important as Malcolm Jenkins. I do appreciate that Tim Smith, who tweeted in, gave a name. I do not agree that Troy Vincent was more important than Malcolm Jenkins. Comparable in terms of what they did on the field. Super Bowl is a big defining factor.
and also having Bobby Taylor on the other side, you have to weigh that actually into it.
True. That's the truth. I mean, I'm thinking about the Super Bowl corners for the Eagles. You talk about Jalen Mills and Ronald Darby, and like it was not the best. It was not the best crew. Man, Troy Vincent sure was a good signing. Sure was. It's nice to. This is the cool part about there being an Eagles Super Bowl era, is that a lot of times the teams that don't have the Super Bowls, there is like this, you know, fondness for these players that are like their all-time great players. That's bittersweet because they were never able to deliver the final prize and, you know, everything else. And some fan bases have an easier time, you know, forgiving or forgetting about that than others. This happened to be a very forgiving fan base for Dawkins and Taylor and a lot of people of that era and before that. But man, there is nothing like the Super Bowl era Philadelphia Eagles. Now, somebody called in 2 days ago, I think, and was talking about how, you know, the Eagles have won world championships beforehand, and that, you know, the Super Bowl just started, you know, halfway through the NFL's life, or, you know, a quarter of the way through the NFL's life or whatever. True. But there's, you know, it's unfortunately the way that things are set up right now. Now, I ask Josh, hey, nice hat, where'd you get it? He's not telling me three goats and four coconuts. Like, we've come to define terms a different way. It's not about trade and barter anymore. There's a monetary system. It's not just about NFL championships. Super Bowls. Everybody started out from zero. Then you work your way back up. Arbitrary? Agreed, it is. That's unfortunately the way that things have gone at this point. 610-632-0975, your phone number to join the conversation. Reach out on Twitter as well, at Joe Torti, at 97.5, The Fanatic. Because the Eagles' return to the field is, at least as far as I'm concerned, coming at exactly the right time. It's getting to the point where, nothing against the Sixers, I'm still hurt, though. And there's too much. You ever... You have a particularly tough breakup, and then you find yourself in the phase where you're overanalyzing everything. Like, every single word that you ever said, was this the text message that did it? When I sent her this, who was she with? Like, you'll go nuts. You'll go absolutely insane, and that's where I am right now. Because the Sixers lost. They don't have a team back under contract, so I don't know what they're going to look like. And the team that beat them is currently handling the Bucks to even the series of two games apiece. So they're still going to be dancing for at least a little while. I'm too close to it. I need a distraction. I need my bros to come out and take me to the bar so that I'm not sitting here inside of my head. I need the Eagles to come out, the OTAs, otherwise known as like slightly drunk or tipsy football, because there's no pads or hitting or anything like that. But it resembles football enough for me to be into this. And there's plenty to talk about. Obviously, new look Eagles reloading, and they're see, there you go. Zim tweets in right next to another all-time great safety we let walk. See, I don't want to do this. I do not want to any kind of beef with Malcolm Jenkins. I'm hoping to avoid. Cool stuff with Jordan Howard getting his first taste as the Eagles running back. Not sure if he's going to be a starter or not. What his role is going to be. Obviously, the return of DeSean Jackson, Vinnie Curry, Carson Wentz playing without the knee brace. Hear from him in his own words in just about 20 minutes there. So plenty of good stuff coming your way next. It's still the Joe Torti Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Not attorney spokesperson. Advertised by the law firm of Slater, Slater, Shulman, and Levy Baldante, Philadelphia, PA.
Attention church parishioners. If you or your children were abused by a member of the clergy, listen closely, as you may be entitled to financial compensation. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Philadelphia has agreed to set up a victim compensation fund to compensate victims of child sexual abuse. The fund also covers Bucks, Chester, Delaware, and Montgomery counties. You may file a claim now, even if the abuse happened decades ago. If you or a loved one suffered suffered abuses from clergy members, including those who knew about the abuse but failed to stop it. Call the 100% confidential clergy abuse hotline at 800-785-8498. Our attorneys may be able to get you a cash award while you remain completely anonymous. But call now, as time is quickly running out, to file a claim. Call 800-785-8498 right now to learn if you are eligible to seek justice and compensation while remaining completely anonymous. Call 800-785-8498. That's 800-785-8498. 800-785-8498.
Listen up, Philly area. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? ProSource is offering a free tax lien investor kit that will introduce you to how to use their formula and proprietary website to earn secured returns potentially up to 18% with ProSource's system. It's so simple to buy tax liens with ProSource's system that you can do this while sitting on your couch. Just point, click, and start buying tax liens on ProSource's website anywhere in the U.S. that are completely secured by the local government laws. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty fixing up houses, then call 1-800-652-1377 now to get your free tax lien investor kit. And get ready to buy tax liens for as low as a few hundred dollars. Call 800-652-1377 right now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event, which includes a free smartwatch just for attending. Call 800-652-1377. That's 800-652-1377 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
This 97.5 The Fanatic Golf Report is brought to you by Montco Golf. The LPGA Symetra Tour returns to Ravensclaw Golf Club in Pottstown May 28th to June 2nd for the 2019 Valley Forge Invitational. Admission is free, and you can bring the kids out for the Junior Clinic on May 28th. Better yet, you can play in the Pro-Am on May 30th, with proceeds benefiting the Pottstown Health and Wellness Foundation. Sponsorship and volunteer opportunities are still available by contacting dean.schneider@lpga.com or visiting montcogolf.com. For the Fanatic, I'm Mike Rose. Montgomery County is home to more than 50 golf courses, including some of the most historic and top-ranked in the country. That's why the Valley Forge Tourism and Convention Board is proud to be a sponsor of the Valley Forge Invitational, an LPGA Symetra Tour event May 28th to June 2nd at Ravensclaw Golf Club in Pottstown. With 300,000 yards to play, more than 70 hotels and 1,600 restaurants, Montco is the ideal golf destination. Visit valleyforge.org, then pack up your clubs for a great golf getaway.
Honda is kicking off its campaign for great deals at the Honda Memorial Day sales event. Right now, you can enjoy a monumental offer on any of the three candidates, the Accord, Pilot, and Civic Sedan. Each stylish vehicle will support your peace of mind with standard Honda Sensing, a suite of safety and driver assistive technologies like road departure mitigation and the collision mitigation braking system. And Honda has been appointed KBB.com's 2019 Best Overall Value Brand. So hurry to your local Honda dealer and get a great deal on an amazing Honda.
Are you passionate about cars? Have you dreamt of working in the performance automotive industry? At Turn 14 Distribution, we're searching for associates to fill entry-level positions in accounting and customer support in our state-of-the-art Horsham headquarters, and warehouse associates to complete the team in our distribution center in Hatfield. Make the move to start your career today with Turn 14 Distribution. Visit turn14.com/careers. That's TURN14.com/careers. And join the performance automotive aftermarket today.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. Lowe's does it right with savings during our Memorial Day sale. Whether finishing up a property or updating one, stop in now and get a Harbor Breeze Builder Series ceiling fan for only $39.96. And load up on appliance savings with a Whirlpool laundry pair for just $858. And get up to 40% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 529. See store for details, U.S. only.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will broadcast from next at 975thefanatic.com. Presented by Dietz & Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. Online at realphillydeli.com.
Genuine Philly sports talk. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. You know, one of the things that you think about, right? We live in a hyperbolic society where everything's the biggest, the best that you've ever seen, right? Like, I got into a fight almost with somebody, and I said that I thought, you know, it was clear Steph Curry was one of the best shooters of all time. Like, oh, man, you didn't see this guy, you didn't see that. I'm like, I see this guy. Like, I don't know how much better it could, and people are just like, you know what? We suffer, we're slaves to the moment sometimes. We often can't look past what's happened in the last, like, 4 or 5 years. And I think that's become true, truer with social media and everything else. Our attention spans have shortened. But every once in a while, we hit one. Robert Koop tweets in, wow, I thought this was crazy, talking about Malcolm Jenkins being the biggest Eagles defensive free agent signing in the last 25 years. He said, I thought this was crazy, but I can't think of a bigger one when you count out re-signings. I mean, that's it. Like, that's why it's so important to get this situation right. I'm sure that the Eagles will. I'm positive that won't be a big deal. I want to get back to the Eagles in just a moment, especially considering in 13 minutes' time, we're going to hear from Carson Wentz and his comments to the media when he was talking about his first day back and obviously without the knee brace and all that other kind of stuff. But Josh informed me that there was a moment, or maybe a couple of moments that happened over the weekend where hearts and souls were calling out to each other across the void and almost made a connection. What happened here, Josh?
Yes, almost. Almost is the key word there. So I was out at a wedding in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Found a lovely lady. She was what we like to call Lady Handsome.
Oh, Lady Handsome. Got
yes.
it. Uh-huh.
Love sports. There was this awesome moment during the reception where we locked eyes.
She from Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
We locked eyes. She had this gorgeous white dress on.
I see.
Yes.
I see, that's trouble sometimes.
I'm still waiting for the text back, but
yeah, shoot your shot, man. You never know. Nothing's official until it's officially. Although I'm thinking that that probably was a little late. You're probably a hair late to that situation.
I've been told that.
Yeah, it's a bummer. Well, better luck next time. We'll get it next time. With the focus almost all on who's not there in terms of the organized team activities, because it always is, and you have to put yourself in Doug Peterson's shoes at this point. Like, people want to crush Doug all the time for getting like totally exasperated with reporters. Sometimes it's fair, sometimes it's not. In this particular case, it happens every year where a miracle happens and you get like 99.5% of your football team to all come from like wherever they are in the country and gather for organized team activities. And you start to get together and everybody's feeling good and it's the first time you're seeing guys in a little while and, oh, hey, man, you lost weight. Hey, looks good. You've been working in the gym. You've been in the playbook, whatever. And all the good vibes are rolling. And then all of a sudden, without fail, somebody will ask, yeah, can you talk about the status of so-and-so who's not here for this voluntary thing? And then the coach will roll his eyes. Say, yeah, but you know what? Let's talk about all the guys who are here and all of the good work that these... And a lot of times, media members just can't let it go. Just cannot let it go. It has to be all about the... Is there a contract dispute? Is there some kind of issue? Is it a personal situation? Whatever. You can actually understand, I think, why Doug Peterson would get frustrated if the Malcolm Jenkins questioning were to continue just ad nauseum over and over and over again. Like, you think about the big holdouts that have happened over the last couple of years, and they dominate a team's storyline. Every single year, the narrative is, you know, more about who's not there than who is there. So you can understand the coach's frustration. But especially this year, when you're Doug Peterson, and just looking offensively, not even looking defensively, you've got to figure out a way to incorporate and find touches for Jordan Howard, new acquisition. Miles Sanders, new acquisition. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, new acquisition. DeSean Jackson, new old acquisition, whatever. He's back. I mean, just off the top of your head, there are those four guys. And you know that there are more. They've made other signings and trades and acquisitions and things like that. You know that there's more. I am curious to see what the Eagles offense looks like this upcoming season, because I don't know if they've ever had better weapons quality wise. Certainly not in the Doug Peterson era. I mean, like, when you look at it, you think about who Doug Peterson's gotten the job done with in the past. And this is without all due respect to all players involved, but it's not a big secret what Torrey Smith was. Really not all that big of a mystery what he was going to bring to the table. When you look at a guy like Mike Wallace, I know that you didn't get to see Wallace a whole lot because of his injury. So who knows? Maybe he would have gone on and been a star player. I speculate that he would not have. I speculate that he would have given you some of the same stuff that Torrey Smith did. But you're bringing all of these new guys in, and you've got a couple of years under your belt in terms of figuring out what does work and what doesn't work offensively. And, you know, you've seen what the adjustments are going to be to some of your favorite things and situationally what you like to call against certain teams and certain packages. You've seen enough. The Eagles have the chance to do something explosive this year, something really, really special. I would really highly anticipate. I don't know that the division is as much of a train wreck as a lot of people want to say. I know that a lot of people are not a fan of the way that the Giants have been conducting their business. Obviously, Washington has their own set of struggles. Dallas seems to be getting a significant amount of respect. But when you look at it, the Eagles should be the favorite to win the division. They should feel really good about their chances. But their aspirations are going to be considerably higher than that. You're talking about a group that, in a hurry, is racking up the playoff experience. In some cases, for some of these guys, they have Super Bowl winning experience. You're looking at guys who are trying to put together something pretty special. Now, people talked about a dynasty. I don't know if a dynasty is ever going to really be established in the same way that the Patriots dynasty is, but who knows? There's a guy at the center of that in Tom Brady that continues to take less money, and the coach is still there. And you look at all of the changes in the AFC East, between quarterback changes and coach changes. And the Patriots, the only team, or coach and general manager is what I saw too, only team that hasn't made a change since Bill Belichick was hired. And so you got the ability to kind of look and figure out what your team's identity is going to be like on a year-in, year-out basis. The formula's worked so far. Who's to say that the Eagles are not right there in terms of finding their formula? Who's to say the Eagles are not in the position where they're going to all of a sudden start to become the gold standard, at least in the NFC? A lot of teams that are, you know, kind of vulnerable and up for grabs. So who's to say that the Eagles can't be that team that's going to be the constant favorite to be in the NFC championship game, let's say? Very tough to see who's standing in their way. You think about the top teams in the NFL, the Patriots, the Chiefs. You know, they're AFC teams, the Chargers, the Colts. Now, you've got the Saints to deal with always, but you would have to think that window's closer to closing because of Drew Brees. And you would have to think that the Rams, at some point, the bill is going to come due, where you're getting all these free agents for big-time money, and then you have to decide whether you're going to pay Jared Goff. And one way or another, your team's going to be altered in a significant way. I don't know if that's the same case for the Eagles. The Eagles have managed things pretty well. And that's why I would anticipate them being in pretty good shape here. 610-632-0975. More of your phone calls next. Plus, we'll hear from Carson Wentz from the first day of organized team activities. All that and more is coming your way next. It's the Joe Torty Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torty on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Not attorney spokesperson. Advertised by the law firm of Slater, Slater, Shulman, and Levy Baldante, Philadelphia, PA.
Attention church parishioners. If you or your children were abused by a member of the clergy, listen closely, as you may be entitled to financial compensation. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Philadelphia has agreed to set up a victim compensation fund to compensate victims of child sexual abuse. The fund also covers Bucks, Chester, Delaware, and Montgomery counties. You may file a claim now, even if the abuse happened decades ago. If you or a loved one suffered
suffered abuses from clergy members, including those who knew about the abuse but failed to stop it. Call the 100% confidential clergy abuse hotline at 800-785-8498. Our attorneys may be able to get you a cash award while you remain completely anonymous. But call now, as time is quickly running out, to file a claim. Call 800-785-8498 right now to learn if you are eligible to seek justice and compensation while remaining completely anonymous. Call 800-785-8498. That's 800-785-8498. 800-785-8498.
You know, it goes without saying that you want a greener, weed-free lawn that is also safer for your children and pets. Well, for more than 25 years, Natural Lawn of America has been known as the leader in organic-based lawn care. They use safer organic-based products that reduce the amount of chemicals previously used on your lawn. This makes Natural Lawn's approach safer and more effective compared to those traditional chemical services. It all starts with a greener, healthier lawn, but you also may be interested in all-natural flea and tick control. With Natural Lawn, you don't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. With local offices in PA and Jersey, Natural Lawn's safer lawn care programs are customized to your lawn and your family. Take my word for it, it works. For Fanatic listeners only, Natural Lawn is extending their new customer offer. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and take $100 off. That's $100 off when you go for Natural Lawn's full service program. For a safer, greener lawn, call Natural Lawn today and tell them Mike Miss sent you. The number, 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE for Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
Hey, it's Grillmeister Jason Martinez here. Now, while you're firing up the grill, Window Nation's ready to kick off summer with sizzling savings. Buy one, get one free. Yeah, Window Nation's absolute best offer is back. Only until May 31st. Buy one window, get the second free. Buy two, you get two free. Buy four, get four free. No limit. Plus, you'll get 0% interest for 5 years. And there's even more to this smoking hot deal. Call today and get a free in-home quote, and you'll get a pair of tickets to Hershey Park while supplies last. Window Nation will come out to your home within 24 hours, 7 days a week, and provide you with exact pricing, not just an estimate. Backed by Window Nation's A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, you're guaranteed the best value, or they'll pay you $250. But you have to act fast. Window Nation's sizzling savings ends May 31st. So call today. Buy one window, get one free. There is no limit. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years and bonus tickets to Hershey Park. Call today at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help you troubleshoot the likely issue. And if you need help from a repair shop, we know some of the best. And now's the time to keep your engine running clean with Seafoam Motor Treatment, only $6.99. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. Lowe's does it right with savings during our Memorial Day sale. Whether finishing up a property or updating one, stop in now and get a Harbor Breeze Builder Series ceiling fan for only $39.96. And load up on appliance savings with a Whirlpool laundry pair for just $858. And get up to 40% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 5/29. See store for details, U.S. only.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Ron Jaworski. When is the last time you checked your water heater? It's not something you think about every day, and probably not even on your radar. But if you could avoid a flooded basement or go without hot water for days, you would, right? Go to BradfordWhite.com and go to the Customers tab and click on Homeowners. In that section, there's a Find Your Model and Serial Number tab. You'll see exactly how to determine what kind of shape your water heater is in and if you are due for a replacement. Visit BradfordWhite.com today.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Here we go!
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
back. Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic, taking you up until midnight, final hour here. Josh Rabick producing. We're going to hear from Carson Wentz in a matter of moments, but for now we'll take phone calls, 610-632-0975. As Carson Wentz addressed the media from the OTA's dais, so we'll get to hear from him in just a matter of moments. But for now we go to Brandon in Norristown to lead things off on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's happening, Brandon?
My man, Joe Torti, what's up?
How you doing, bro?
So, man, I think watching these little highlights from the Eagles, I'm finally able to put the Sixers behind me. And even though we still got some ways, you know, to come ready for the football season.
Yeah, me too. It's time to move on. It's time to move on.
Yep. I think Howard Rosen shouldn't drag his feet on Malcolm Jenkins. I think he's one of the most important pieces of the defense, especially is the most important piece in the secondary. So, you know, I think you bump him up a little bit. You know, throw a couple M's his way. I don't think he'll complain about it. I don't think he's expecting a huge deal. I definitely think he deserves. I think he's outplayed the contract. But what about you?
Well, I think that if this is, and once again, he could just not feel like showing up. He could have other stuff going on. But if this is a way of saying that he's dissatisfied with his contract, then I agree with you completely. I think that whatever it takes to get him happy and present is all good. I'm fine with that. I don't think that you need to, you know, bicker over a couple million dollars. I think in the grand scheme of things, when you look at Malcolm Jenkins' legacy, that's foolish.
Yeah, especially being how important he is to that secondary and the defense. He does a lot for us back there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm also really excited about the offense. I feel like we got so much out there. You know, you said Doug Peterson's going to have to figure out how to get these guys to blow, and I think that's a good problem to have, right?
Absolutely.
You know, I'm excited for even Nelson Aguilar. The fact that you got Deshaun on the outside, you got Alshon on the outside, then you're going to have him and Ertz in the middle of the field. You got the running back from Howard from Chicago.
Yep.
The rookie running back from Penn State. I'm really excited. I really think, you know, Carson stays healthy. He doesn't have the knee brace on. That's a good sign, right?
To me, it is. Yeah, I've always thought, Brandon, thanks for the phone call. If you were, I thought the knee braces and things like that make you think about your injuries, and they call awareness to it. Now, I'm an old man now, so when I play basketball, the ankle braces do come out because I can't be hobbling around for, you know, 3 weeks or whatever, chasing around a 1-month-old and a 2.5-year-old. That's insane. So I've given up on that. But I think that when you look at it, you've seen the guys who've been the most successful coming back from injuries. Oftentimes, there are no reminders of the injuries. They don't wear back braces. They don't wear, you know, shoulder braces, whatever it is. So there are exceptions. Offensive linemen all wear knee braces sometimes. I think that that should be mandated whether you've ever had a knee injury or not, just seeing how often those guys get rolled up on from behind when they're doing absolutely nothing wrong. But for Wentz not to be wearing a knee brace, I'm cool with that. Lance in Arizona is next on 97.5. Hey, Lance.
Hey, Joe. I want to make a Phillies point before getting into the Eagles.
Sure.
After watching that game, that loss is directly correlated to how Gabe used his bullpen last night. Because if you don't use Dominguez for 2 innings, when if you go look at his stats, he's given up 8 earned runs and 9 2/3 when he's pitched the second inning. So he's terrible when you ask him to go 2 and you ask him to do it. So that extended the game because you used him.
Yep.
Add on, you used Adam Morgan for one hitter. So you made him useless tonight because you couldn't use him because you used him on that one hitter. And then you had Nicasio going on 3 days because you decided you used Adam Morgan for one hitter. Or even you could have just used him for all three and then had Nicasio on rest. And you couldn't use Neris because he was on back-to-back. He would have been back-to-back even though he was off on Sunday.
Well, the problem, too, is that I guess they had issues with Nishek, too, right?
Yeah, that's the other thing I was going to say. The fact that he's only pitched 3 innings in 16 days, and he can't go out there because he...
Have on the Eagles, man.
Okay, so on the Eagles is this. I look at the Malcolm Jenkins situation. There was a story, I want to say about 2 weeks ago, that he was kind of not showing up to things like he normally did. To me, if you kind of had that inkling and you don't want to pay him, then you probably should have thought about drafting a safety relatively high, not for this year, but if he's in the system already and you have him working out, That means if you don't want to give Malcolm Jenkins another contract, you don't want to change it, you would at least have the guy in place next season to do it, especially because you have Malcolm or Rodney McLeod, who's also probably not back. So to me, I feel like they kind of mishandled this whole situation at safety, and I hope it doesn't come back and burn them, even though they got the guy from the Rams.
Right.
And the Vikings guy. But I don't think they're long-term starters.
Well, and the problem is, Lance, thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it, as always. The problem is that you look at, say, a guy like Sendejo, an okay third safety. I'm not a big fan. I think there were other options out there that would have been more effective. I just haven't liked what I've seen from him over the course of his career. And what that means, why does it matter for the Eagles? Because they've used the third safety a lot. And, you know, we're talking about Corey Graham surrendering things on fourth and a million. I don't know. I'm not saying that Sendejo is going to do those things. I'm saying that I'm not as excited about it as some others are. Your phone number to join the conversation, 610-632-0975. Danny in Burlington's next on the Joe Torti Show. What's up, Danny?
Hey, what's up, Joe?
How we doing?
Good. I wanted to see what you thought about the whole, when they keep asking him, you know, when they keep asking Wentz how the bone spur is, whatever the case may be. You notice how they just go to, well, he's a full go now, but in April, you know, it was still a factor. I almost feel like they still have absolutely no idea what they're doing with him.
Well, in terms of what? Like, in terms of their approach or what they're saying their approach is going to be?
As far as them even knowing what it is and having an approach, the whole thing, it was like he was out, you know, it seemed like he was out half of the season last year because of this. And then it took the full off season. And then come April, it was still a lingering issue. Like, and it was like, and we still really don't even know what it is. I mean, you know, specifically. And then they ask him, and it's just that whole, well, he's a full go. And then even Wentz, it's just like, oh, well, I feel good. Yeah, I feel good. Not that it's healed. Never once have you heard Doug Peterson or Carson Wentz say, it's healed, it's a non-factor. It's almost like he's still playing with it, and they're just like, yo, do you think you'll be good? Yeah, all right, well, let's just say, you know, that you're a full go then.
Well, I mean, the problem is, Danny, that with injuries and stuff like that, like the Colts were dealing with it with Andrew Luck for years, is that sometimes it's just tough. Like, you feel better on some days, you feel worse on some days, and then you just have to have an approach. Now, what the Eagles have said is that, you know, they're going to kind of limit what Wentz does, but that Wentz himself does not feel like he is limited or prevented from doing things. So, you know, and until we see the start of the season, that's going to kind of be the way that they attack this particular situation.
And then what do you say to the guy that says, you know, Jenkins is what, 34, and he signed this contract and it's up for a couple of years and he's making, you know, close to $10 million and he should just play? Like, do you kind of have that little bit of thought in the back of your head, like, these guys make millions and they signed a deal? And even though I don't completely feel like that, like, what do you say to that?
Well, Danny, it's an interesting point that you bring up, because I hear people do say that all the time. Just as a matter of being correct, Malcolm Jenkins is 31, not 34, so it'd be easier to swallow another couple of years. But I think that oftentimes, you know, NFL contracts aren't worth the paper that they're printed on a lot of times. You know, we talk about the guaranteed money, we talk about everything else. And the same could be true for the players as well. So for Jenkins, are there worse things that you could be doing for a career? Is there a lot less compensation that you could be making? Yeah, absolutely. But I compare it to the same conversation that I had. One of my best friends on the planet is in a different financial stratosphere than I am. And I talk to him, and, you know, when he's complaining about work or not getting a raise or whatever, the jealous side of you could be like, come on, man. Are you seriously complaining about how much money you're making? But in his world, it is, he doesn't live in my world. It's about the respect that he's getting within his industry, where he is, what other people are being compensated relative to their talent level, and what he's getting with respect to his talent level. So it's hard to just be like, yeah, you know, and Malcolm Jenkins, you could be a trucker and your job could be in, you know, in danger for automation. You could be losing your job in the next 10 years. But he's not. He's a safety in the NFL, and among safeties, he's done a really, really good job, won a Super Bowl, and has been indispensable here in the city to the point where it's like, all right, well, if you have to bump him up a couple of million dollars, you're going to spend it anyway. You're going to spend the money elsewhere. So what would you rather do? Would you rather sign a couple of training camp bodies? Would you rather sign people that are at the tail end of the guys who are going to be inactive on game day? Or would you rather have Malcolm Jenkins be happy? That's what I would say. And by the way, I'm not always 100% in the camp of whatever these guys want is fine. That's not always the case. But in this particular case, thinking about what this particular man and this particular player have meant to the franchise, that's what I would look at. I would look at, you know, doing whatever it takes to keep this particular guy happy. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Talking about Carson Wentz, he did address the media from OTAs. Obviously had plenty to say and plenty of questions were thrown his way.
From last year's recovery process to get on the field that you could kind of use this time around?
I mean, you always learn something. Anytime you go through a struggle or adversity, really just in life, you always learn something from each of them. So I'm just trying to keep pressing forward and grow. And for me, it always just challenges my faith and what I believe and surrendering that control to the Lord. So that's where I get challenged the most and where I grow the most is in my faith. But at the same time, I'm excited. I'm excited to be back out there. I'm excited for what this future and what this season is going
to
hold.
Is a long time coming to be able to take off the knee brace?
Yes. Felt great to get that thing off and felt good out there.
Is that after we've spoken to you this offseason, you sounded optimistic that you'd be out here for today. Now that it happened, what went into getting here?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of work, and I'm not going to dive into all the specifics of rehab. You know, I never really do that, but a lot of work to get there, and again, though, just excited to be back out there, be with the guys, finally facing the defense, all that camaraderie going on, so it was a fun day.
Carson, what went into the decision with the knee brace as far as the medical staff or just how you felt?
Yeah, I mean, it was just a... ultimately, it's my decision, but talking through it with everybody, we just felt it was best going forward. I mean, knee feels good, feels strong, and I feel better without it.
Was there a moment out there today where, I mean, you kind of stepped back mentally and just, like, soaked it all in, or was it kind of all business? How did you feel out there?
I tried to just keep it business as usual, honestly. But at the same time, anytime, I mean, once you're back here for OSP, so the first time, there's a lot of excitement. And today, finally on the field, going against the defense and what that brings and team drills and everything, there's always more excitement. So so there's that element. Obviously, maybe a little more for me just because it's been a while. But at the same time, I try to just keep business as usual and go complete some passes.
So with the knee brace, are you going to go without it in game as well?
Yes, that's the plan.
After experiencing an off-season without this, what's the value for you in being out here for OTAs, probably training camp, preseason, whatnot?
Yeah, I mean, I love any time we can get on the field. You know, get on the field together, start building that chemistry, start talking through things with guys so they see how I see it and vice versa. So anytime we can get out there, I love it. And so missing some of that time last offseason was a bummer, but at the same time, I wouldn't say it's the end-all, be-all, but it definitely is helpful, especially this year with a couple new faces in there. So it's always helpful, and I think you'll see dividends come the fall.
Now that you've had a chance to work with DeSean Jackson, just what have you learned about him, both how he runs routes, that kind of thing, and just personality
yeah.
type stuff?
Yeah, he's awesome. He's so far been a great teammate. Comes in, works hard. I mean, obviously, I learned he's pretty fast. He's a pretty smooth runner. You know, people might say he's getting up there in age, but he can still go. So I'm excited to just keep building that chemistry with him, and both on the field and off the field. He's a great teammate, and you know, I think we're going to do something special with him.
Were you able to get to the strength level and upper body and everything like that that you wanted to?
Yeah. I mean, I've been. with whatever limitations I've had, been, you know, progressing both lower body, upper body, and I'm just trying to transform my body a little bit this off season, and it's been, I think I've seen a lot of development there for me personally. I think that'll help going forward just with staying healthy and longevity and everything. Yeah, I mean, you know, just looking at nutrition and different, you know, training techniques and really kind of diving into every aspect, any advantage I can find, really went into this off season and just A, getting healthy, but then B, what it can look like to stay healthy. And, you know, just those are some things that, not to get into any specifics, but that I definitely looked hard at this off season.
So what's your diet now compared to, say, 2 years?
I'm not gonna go into specifics on the diet. Maybe I'll write a book about it someday or something. But no, just kidding. A little bit. But no, you know, obviously, you know, a guy like Tom and just you see other athletes, just they have their method. They find what works for them, and nutrition and diet and sleep and all those things are a big part of it. So for me, that's something I've really been looking at this off season too. And you know, I think you'll see benefits, and hopefully, you know, add years to your career.
Have you changed your weight? Have you lost weight?
I'm close, and I don't really worry about, you know, as far as the weight. I feel like I'm healthy weight, regardless of, you know, whether I fluctuate either way. I feel good though. I feel good. I feel strong. I feel quick. And I think I some of those things are paying off.
Did anybody suggest that, or is that something you just kind of came up with yourself?
You know, obviously you see other guys doing it, so I always was curious. But you know, it's something that I definitely, after this season, I'm like, okay, how can I ultimately just not just get healthy and get past this, but just be a healthier individual going forward for my career? And so I just dove into it.
In terms of like durability, a lot of quarterbacks have talked about flexibility, maybe more so than just kind of strengthening and getting bigger. Is that kind of what part of the approach has been?
Definitely, yeah. And again, I'm not going to go into all the specifics, but stretching and just flexibility, there's a whole lot of things for training that maybe look a little different for me now, but at the end of the day, my body feels strong, feels good, and yeah, I think it'll help this season.
As much as you can, any progress, momentum for a long-term deal here?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to go into that as you would expect, but obviously, just the idea, you know, I love this city. I love this organization. You know, they've embraced me since I got here. And so excited about what the future could hold. But at this time, I'm not going to dive into that.
When did you start throwing? And how did you feel throwing today?
Well, I don't know. It's been a while now. I've been out there throwing and running and moving around quite a bit. And I feel good. You know, I felt good today. Obviously, X's and O's wise, things weren't perfect. You know, it's the first day. I'm still trying to just build that chemistry with some of these guys and everything. But, you know, arm feels strong. I feel strong. And I thought it was a productive day. We got to build on it, but a productive day.
Carson, off the field question, you've got your charity softball game next week. Can you talk about what that means to you and your foundation?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited about the second charity softball game. Last year was a lot of fun. You know, the guys had a blast. I know the community showed up and supported us in a huge way. And, you know, I'm excited about what this year could bring. You know, obviously it helps raise money for some really good causes that we have off the field. But more so, it's just a fun kind of family community event. And you get to see some of these guys out of their elements, you know, swinging and missing that softballs, and just having a blast. Some of the just kind of being kids again. And so for the community to just come out and support us, it's fun. And that'll be next Friday over at Citizens Bank Park. We're pretty excited about it. Should have another good one in store this year.
Are you
I got a coach. I got, you know, some of these guys are kind of a handful. You got to make sure they're doing what they're told to do, staying in line. So I'm gonna coach.
More questions.
Carson, you know, you just talked about how you improve. Look at yourself and you say, you know, I want to get physically more fit. So you obviously analyze yourself. When you look at your play on the field, were there things that you went back and looked at and said, these are the specific areas that I want to improve?
You know, it's something you do kind of every season. And, you know, I know after my rookie year, we talked a lot about third down. We talked a lot about red zone. And, you know, those are the things I know last year, you know, red zone, third down, big moments, late in games, all those things. I just little plays here and there that could have just changed the outcome ultimately. And so those are things I definitely take a long, hard look at. And but at the end of the day, that's just sometimes how the season goes. So for me, it's some of that X's and O's, but just a lot of physically just getting stronger, feeling better, and looking forward to staying healthy for my career.
Have you had any communication with Nick Foles in this offseason, and what will you miss most about him?
Absolutely, yeah. Nick and I have talked a little bit here and there, and I just miss his personality. He's so laid back, he's so relaxed, and I'm kind of wired a little differently. I'm kind of type A, go, 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 and he's so relaxed. So I think it was a good balance for me to see him and his attitude, and I also miss all the coffee that he made us. So he was a pretty good barista as well, so I'll definitely miss him there.
Is the coffee still in the diet?
It's allowed in the diet for sure.
All right, thanks, Carson.
Thanks, guys.
Super, super strange one part of this. Any time that there's like a celebrity body transformation, they're stoked to tell you about what's happening. I'll never forget the first time and obviously there were other instances that this has occurred, but the first time where I was really like spurred into action when I got into like the best shape of my life, I watched Tom Hardy in Warrior. And I was like, oh my God, that's what Tom Hardy looks like now? I remember what Inception Tom Hardy looked like. It wasn't that. And I'm like, so you do what you do. You go to the internet. You're like, Tom Hardy, Warrior, diet, workout, blah, blah, blah. And it's all there. He's like, it was rubbish. It was terrible. All I did was eat chicken and rice and broccoli. And then I eliminated the rice. And it was just chicken and broccoli over and over. They'll all tell you. They'll all tell you what it takes. And all this. Carson Wentz like, nah, I'm not telling you about my diet. Don't need to know. Don't need to know about the diet. Maybe I'll write a book about it. I knew that Carson Wentz would feel left out, seeing as everybody in the Eagles organization has written a book at this point. So yeah, everybody but Carson. So he's just going to catch up and use that to springboard to the New York Times bestseller list. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. You can reach out on Twitter as well, at Joe Torti, at 97.5 The Fanatic. What were your takeaways from Carson Wentz and obviously the entire team returning to organized team activities outside of Malcolm Jenkins? Like I said, Wentz seemed happy to be back. Something seemed a little bit different. It didn't seem like he had the exact same personality and outlook and everything like that. It seemed a little bit more guarded, a little bit more reserved. Maybe it's just because this is, you know, day one of the Carson Wentz World Revenge Tour. Maybe that's what this is. And he's going to come out and just start taking names like Tom Brady did after the ACL injury. Man, oh man. Be still, my beating heart. Hope that that's the case. 610-632-0975. It's the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic. Attention, if you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs greenlighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Advertised by the law firm of Slater, Slater, Shulman, and Levy Baldante, Philadelphia, PA.
Attention church parishioners. If you or your children were abused by a member of the clergy, listen closely, as you may be entitled to financial compensation. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Philadelphia has agreed to set up a victim compensation fund to compensate victims of child sexual abuse. The fund also covers Bucks, Chester, Delaware, and Montgomery counties. You may file a claim now, even if the abuse happened decades ago. If you or a loved one suffered abuses from clergy members, including those who knew about the abuse but failed to stop it. Call the 100% confidential clergy abuse hotline at 800-785-8498. Our attorneys may be able to get you a cash award while you remain completely anonymous. But call now as time is quickly running out to file a claim. Call 800-785-8498 right now to learn if you are eligible to seek justice and compensation while remaining completely anonymous. Call 800-785-8498. That's 800-785-8498. 800-785-8498.
Honda is kicking off its campaign for great deals at the Honda Memorial Day sales event. Right now, you can enjoy a monumental offer on any of the three candidates, the Accord, Pilot, and Civic sedan. Each stylish vehicle will support your peace of mind with standard Honda sensing, a suite of safety and driver assistive technologies like road departure mitigation and the collision mitigation braking system. And Honda has been appointed KBB.com's 2019 best overall value brand. So hurry to your local Honda dealer and get a great deal on an amazing Honda.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit MichaelJFox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's MichaelJFox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Hi, I'm Dan Namoro, owner of Farron Electric. We're a family business here to make sure your family's home is safely wired. From ceiling fan and chandelier installs to whole house surge protectors, Farron Electric has got you covered. Call to schedule an appointment for all of your mainline residential interior and exterior electrical work. Need an outlet installed? We got you. Looking for landscape lighting? We do that too. We promise fast, expert service, upfront pricing, and the best electrical service warranty in writing. Farron Electric, online at FarrynElectric.com.
At Dell, we know running a small business takes hard work. As a thank you, for all of Small Business Month, we're offering up to 45% off select computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, get additional savings when you call the Dell Small Business Technology Advisor. Call 877-BUY-DELL today. That's 877-BUY-DELL. Additional savings valid May 6th through 30th at 8 a.m. Eastern on select computers from customer calls Dell. Excludes Dell Canvas, PowerEdge T30, and select order codes.
What's wrong?
The AC broke.
It broke?
It broke.
I guess we're broke too?
Don't go broke fixing your broken AC. Here, Sculpts Bryant will do whatever it takes to keep you cool for a price that won't make you sweat, including great financing offers up to 72 months, subject to credit approval. To find a Pierce Sculpts Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com.
Bryant.
Whatever it takes.
Hey everybody, Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient, affordable way to help with your cleanup.
Yeah, the Bagster.
I love this product, a 3-cubic yard dumpster in a bag. Sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, and local home improvement stores. And for only $29.99. Whatever your cleanup plans are, I'm telling you, the Bagster bag can take it on. Buy it, fill it, and it's gone. This is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean up the Bagster dumpster in a bag.
Wawa invites you to enter to win a trip to the Wawa Welcome America festivities on July 4th in Philadelphia. Prizes include travel allowance and a 2-night hotel stay at the Westin Philadelphia. Visit WawaWelcomeAmerica.com to enter to win.
Sports Talk for Doylestown and all of Bucks County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. Taking you up until midnight this evening, so that means another half hour or thereabouts. Heard from Carson Wentz. Nutrition and diet and sleep are a big part of it. So for me, that's something I've really been looking at this offseason, too. You see the benefits and hopefully add years to your career. I feel good. I feel strong. I feel quick. Some of those things are paying off. Man, there's no bigger question. I mean, we've talked about all the acquisitions and all of the moves that the Eagles have made and all of the different players that have come in, right? There is not one bigger factor in determining whether the Eagles season is going to be a success or a failure than Carson Wentz's health. And, you know, you got the back situation, you got the knee situation. Hopefully all of that stuff is well behind Wentz. And like I said, hopefully this is just day one of the Carson Wentz World Revenge Tour. I hope that's the case. But the question that I have when it comes to the Eagles is all of that stuff behind them. Like, I was talking to Devon earlier about it, and that article, that Philly Voice article, people dismissed it as like a hack piece, and that they're just trying to destroy Carson Wentz and talk about how he's not a leader and how his teammates want Nick Foles to be the quarterback and stuff like that. I'm sure that there's a grain of that in there. I've covered teams, you know, if you've ever covered teams, even for your college paper or whatever, anything like that, it's very, very hard to be 100% objective in your reporting. Meaning, right, even if you don't have any bias in your story, you have to get stories from somewhere. You have to go and look. Is it possible that the author or the journalist, whoever it is, decided to, like, thought that maybe there was a rift in the locker room between people that were Team Nick Foles and Team Carson Wentz for who they, and then went out and sought out the Team Nick Foles people? Entirely possible. But there's likely a grain of truth in the differences between the players, and some players having preferences catching from Carson versus catching from Nick Foles and vice versa. Entirely possible. So that's why, you know, I'm hoping that now that Foles is out of the picture, he's in Jacksonville, Wentz is back healthy, hopefully. Obviously, plenty of new pieces that you can throw out there offensively for him to look at and say, all right, well, now I can throw screen passes effectively, and I can also run in between the tackles effectively, and I have a deep threat, and all that kind of stuff. It frees you up from a play-calling standpoint. It frees you up from a mental standpoint of saying you don't have just one or two options offensively. Now that all of the potential distractions are out, I just want it to be all over with. I want it to be done. The whole narrative that the team and Carson Wentz are not simpatico. And I'm thinking that they are. I'm thinking that they are. This is going to be a fine turnout for the Eagles. This season's going to be a big season. A Super Bowl season, who knows? But when Doug Peterson stands up, you know, at the float and talks about this is our new norm and everything like that, I tend to believe it. And even teams that are Super Bowl contenders, that are super legit, that are really good, have seasons that where their performances don't meet their own expectations, and certainly not their fan base's expectations. I just expect last season to be a little blip on the radar. Just a little bloop in an otherwise smooth climb towards the top of the NFL as a premier franchise. And that's kind of the way that the Philadelphia Eagles have built themselves now. You've got to credit Howie Roseman again. He continues to make savvy moves in terms of adding veterans and making key trades and acquisitions and things like that. The one area where the jury is still out, I would argue, is the draft. Especially considering now that it seems that Joe Douglas is, not going to be a part of the team moving forward. It looks screamingly like the Jets there are going to be locking on there. Although, for the record, the Eagles supposedly haven't received a request for permission to interview Joe Douglas. Doug Peterson told reporters today at this time there's nothing, so he's here. Said, quote, our relationship has been great. It's like we've said before. He's a big part of our scouting process and getting the information we need through our scouts and assisting us in that area. Our process has always been a collaborative one. There's a lot of open dialogue, whether it's between me and Howie, Joe and Howie, the three of us together, our owner, Jeffrey Lurie. He's really built that relationship and has done a good job for us. Now, the conversation kind of turned that way when a lot of people had pointed to Joe Douglas as being like the first guy who would replace Mike Maccagnan when the Jets fired their GM last week. The team named Adam Gase, their interim GM, so Gase has been, you know, operating with GM powers for a little while. Now, Gase said that he anticipates no power struggle with the new GM. I wonder if there would be any kind of power struggle with Joe Douglas. You wonder if there, because he's been in a collaborative role now with a very powerful executive in Howie Roseman, and obviously he's been in other organizations where he hasn't been the guy. you wonder how itchy he is for that opportunity. And you wonder if, for example, a guy like Adam Gase, who likely would want to be involved in player personnel decisions, similar to like the Le'Veon Bell conflict with him and Mike Maccagnan, where Maccagnan's saying, I want to get Le'Veon Bell. And Adam Gase is like, I don't want to give any all that money to a running back. And then he gets overruled. And then the GM who won that debate gets fired. So now Adam Gase is stuck with the player that he didn't want to begin with. You don't want to see any of those. But you've already seen that Gase is going to have input, at least, if not absolute authority on these personnel decisions. Would be a major bummer for the Eagles to see Joe Douglas go, especially if you believe in their draft philosophy so far. I think this year's rookies could be some of the most impactful that we've seen for a long time. And just running backs tend to contribute in their rookie years. And Arcega Whiteside, I believe, has a skill set that you could see him contribute a little bit and then eventually become, hopefully, the Alshon Jeffrey replacement whenever Jeffrey decides that enough is enough and he's going to move on. Josh, I want to ask you about this because a caller asked about it and I've been turning it over and over in my head. Said he was excited about the potential and the opportunities that Nelson Agholor would have in the offense and the way the things have played out now. What's your thought on Aguilar's prospects continuing as an Eagle beyond this season or maybe even at all during this season?
What I like about Nelson is he's one of the few slot wide receivers where you truly feel he can stretch the field.
Sure.
He's not a Julian Edelman where it's going to be a lot of dink and dunk. And I think we've run into that where we've had the concerns with the deep threats, whether it was Torrey Smith, who obviously did have the fantastic NFC Championship game then. But then you have a Mike Wallace situation. Now we have DeSean Jackson back here, and he's had some injury issues the past few seasons. We're one injury away from feeling like we're close to back to square one with that. So at least having him to stretch the field, I feel a little more comfortable with him in the slot.
Me too. I think so too. And the question becomes, though, now there are a lot of cooks in that kitchen. So a lot of people, I'm curious to see about Mac Hollins. Mac Hollins is on my all-man crush team. I have no idea what happened with that injury last year, right? But by a lot of accounts, Mike Wallace or no Mike Wallace, Mac Hollins was slated to be a starter on the team. And then all of a sudden things went sideways with the hernia and whatever else was going on. I'm not sure, depending on the health, what it's going to look like when you've got Arcega Whiteside, who's making the team no matter what. Nelson Agholor, who's due a pretty penny. He's going to make the club. Mac Hollins, is he the odd guy out? Is he potentially not the, or a guy that would have been a starter for you potentially last year, health pending, shown the door the next day or the next year? He'd better be unhealthy if that's going to be the case, because otherwise you've got DeSean Jackson, who you don't know how long that's going to be in terms of his contributions to the Eagles. You hope that he has a great year this year. I don't know if there's anything guaranteed beyond this year. Alshon Jeffrey, you recently signed the extension and you're hoping that he sticks around, but I mean, let's face it, even during the time that he was here, during the Super Bowl season, injury issues continued. Now, he didn't miss games, and he played in the Super Bowl and played really well with the shoulder injury and everything else. But still, that's a guy who does have some question marks in terms of his availability. So to jettison a younger guy that you had a lot of faith in, and by the way, this counts to me. I know this doesn't count to everybody, but seemed to have a connection with Carson Wentz in actual preseason games, making himself available over the middle, being able to run away from defenders, stuff like that. I thought Mac Hollins acquitted himself really well in those spots. I'd be disappointed if Hollins ended up being out of this rotation. But there are other more experienced wide receivers on the roster that you've got to kind of make room for. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. You can also reach out on Twitter at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. If you heard the Carson Wentz press availability, the media availability, what'd you make of that? What'd you make of his approach and the kind of tone? Obviously, it's great to see him out there and great to see him shedding the knee brace. He mentioned that the plan is not to use the knee brace over the course of the season. That's good news as well. Looking forward to seeing the way that he's able to get back up to speed and get reacclimated with his teammates and get back out there. So, final segment is coming your way next. We do have wide open phone lines. You want to weigh in on all things Eagles, 610-632-0975. Plus, we do have another edition of One More Thing coming your way, so we'll make sure to do that. Weird. It's weird to not be on the airwaves tomorrow. So we got to squeeze in a really good final segment here before we have to reconvene on Thursday. So let's make it a good one. It is the Joe Torty Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torty on 97.5 The Fanatic.
May is Brain Cancer Awareness Month. Brain cancer is the number one cause of disease-related deaths in people under the age of 20. At Storm the Heavens, we believe there is no cause greater than the fight for our children's rights to grow up to be adults. Storm the Heavens is a public charity that funds desperately needed research for DIPG, diffuse intrinsic pontine glioma, a uniformly fatal form of brain cancer that affects mostly children under the age of 11. It comes with a median survival of just 9 months and tortures victims by taking away their ability to walk, talk, smile, and eventually breathe, all while keeping their minds completely intact. No child should ever have to endure this, and no parent should ever be forced to helplessly watch. Historically, DIPG receives little to no funding. Astronaut Neil Armstrong's 2-year-old daughter, Karen, died of DIPG almost 60 years ago, and today, treatments remain the same. We must do better. Join our fight at stormtheheavens.org. That's stormtheheavens.org.
This 97.5 The Fanatic Golf Report is brought to you by Montco Golf. Mark your calendar for May 28th to June 2nd as the LPGA Symetra Tour returns to Ravensclaw Golf Club in Pottstown. Come out and watch some of the world's top young women golfers, including Overbrook's Ashley Greer, as they try to win the title and qualify for next year's big tour. You can also bring out the kids for the junior clinic with the pros on May 28th. Admission to all events is free. For more information, visit www.montcogolf.com. For The Fanatic, I'm Mike Rose. Montgomery County is home to more than 50 golf courses, including some of the most historic and top-ranked in the country. That's why the Valley Forge Tourism and Convention Board is proud to be a sponsor of the Valley Forge Invitational, an LPGA Symmetra Tour event May 28th to June 2nd at Ravenscraw Golf Club in Pottstown. With 300,000 yards to play, more than 70 hotels and 1,600 restaurants, Montco is the ideal golf destination. Visit valleyforge.org, then pack up your clubs for a great golf getaway.
Honda is kicking off its campaign for great deals at the Honda Memorial Day sales event. Right now, you can enjoy a monumental offer on any of the three candidates, the Accord, Pilot, and Civic Sedan. Each stylish vehicle will support your peace of mind with standard Honda sensing, a suite of safety and driver assistive technologies like road departure mitigation and the collision mitigation braking system. And Honda has been appointed KBB.com's 2019 Best Overall Value Brand. So hurry to your local Honda dealer and get a great deal on an amazing Honda.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Advertised by the law firm of Slater, Slater, Shulman, and Levy Bell Dante, Philadelphia, PA.
Attention church parishioners. If you or your children were abused by a member of the clergy, listen closely, as you may be entitled to financial compensation. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Philadelphia has agreed to set up a victim compensation fund to compensate victims of child sexual abuse. The fund also covers Bucks, Chester, Delaware, and Montgomery counties. You may file a claim now, even if the abuse happened decades ago. If you or loved ones suffered abuses from clergy members, including those who knew about the abuse, but failed to stop it, call the 100% confidential clergy abuse hotline at 800-785-8498. Our attorneys may be able to get you a cash award while you remain completely anonymous. But call now as time is quickly running out to file a claim. Call 800-785-8498 right now to learn if you are eligible to seek justice and compensation while remaining completely anonymous. Call 800-785-8498. That's 800-785-8498. 800-785-8498.
Hey, it's Grillmeister Jason Martinez here. Now, while you're firing up the grill, Window Nation's ready to kick off summer with sizzling savings. Buy one, get one free. Yeah, Window Nation's absolute best offer is back. Only until May 31st. Buy one window, get the second free. Buy two, you get two free. Buy four, get four free. No limit. Plus, you'll get 0% interest for 5 years. And there's even more to this smoking hot deal. Call today and get a free in-home quote, and you'll get a pair of tickets to Hershey Park while supplies last. Window Nation will come out to your home within 24 hours, 7 days a week, and provide you with exact pricing, not just an estimate. Backed by Window Nation's A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, you're guaranteed the best value, or they'll pay you $250. But you have to act fast. Window Nation's sizzling savings ends May 31st. So call today. Buy one window, get one free. There is no limit. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years and bonus tickets to Hershey Park. Call today at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Your station for Philadelphia Soul Arena Football.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, taking you up until midnight this evening. This is our final segment of the show. Let's make it a good one. 610-632-0975. Josh Rabick is producing. Teamed up earlier in the show with Devon Givens, and now, of course, talking all things Philadelphia Eagles, including Carson Wentz making a return, and so did DeSean Jackson, in a way. Kind of a new, different kind of return, not from injury, but return to the roster. And obviously that connection making all kinds of buzz. Clearly, we hope that that's going to be one of the things that works out. Josh, I thought you said something really worthwhile during the break. Do you mind sharing that with the folks? Because it's totally true, 100%.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to see one low-volume game for Zach Ertz early in the season. Just something that lets us know that Wentz is going to spread it out, because last season you'd see him go to his first through his first look, his first progression. He'd stop and go right to the check down. It was kind of that safety blanket that he got a little too familiar with.
Yeah, it's the truth. I mean, we saw Ertz put up big-time numbers, but that is something, too, that came at a cost. Sometimes it was sacrificing the rest of the offense for Zach Ertz, and hopefully that doesn't end up being the case. Let's go to Alex in Frankfurt next on 97.5. Good evening, Alex.
Hello there, Joe. What's happening?
How we doing, Alex? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I was finally get on with you and my man Sugar D, Devon Givens, but I'm busy, making the donuts.
I hear you, man.
You just said something very pertinent about Zach Ertz and him being a primary target. In order for a car to be, I spread that ball around some more.
Absolutely. So can you repeat that middle part, because you broke up there a second right before you said spread the ball around some more? What did you say?
Oh, I said y'all said something very pertinent.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, Carson Wentz and Zach Ertz, spread that ball around, because we don't, want them to be focused on him. We want to be like a X factor as far as the offense is concerned. You want to spread it around, keep the other team off balance. That's just my personal opinion.
Sure.
And with them bringing back DeSean, that would bring like another X factor, but also too, Carson Wentz getting familiar with DeSean and being on the same page as far as the play and the person's tendencies when they're running routes, things of that nature. I mean, it's going to be an interesting season.
Yeah, it sure is. I don't know if Wentz has ever had the weapons that he has this year, Alex.
Right.
I mean, when you look at everybody, there's going to be very few reasons why he shouldn't succeed this year.
Yeah. And, I think, even though he's, we know him as a mobile quarterback also, too, I think he needs to get better with the pocket. But also, too, within that, having the protection so he can stay in the pocket, I think, personally, with Tom Brady being so successful, is that he had good pass protection.
Sure.
And he had the time to do the reads and all that old good stuff. But I'm just going to be definitely positive this year. Last year was last year. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery. We're going to focus on today. And today, right now, everything's looking like full speed ahead. But y'all guys have a great night, and I'll catch you later, alligator.
Sounds good, Alex. Thanks, man. I thought that he was going to go with, and today's a gift, that's why they call it the present. I thought that we were going to bring the whole thing in. We were that close. Didn't quite get there. That's okay. I appreciated that. See, Josh, you liked your point about the Zach Ertz low-volume game, man. And that's the truth, because that's what really didn't make the offense work last year. And part of it was Wentz's back injury. He couldn't drive the ball down the field the way that he wanted to. He'd go over the middle of the field, and you're safer that way and everything else. That's the way it goes. I get it. Speaking of things that I get, it is finally time for one more thing. So today's one more thing heads us out to the state of Washington, where on Tuesday, Governor Jay Inslee signed legislation that makes Washington the first U.S. state to approve composting as an alternative to burying or cremating human remains. The law will go into effect May 1st of 2020. So many thoughts about this. All right, first things first. I've always wondered about, like, funeral expenses are always huge. And I always thought that people just kind of go through the motions. You're grieving, right? Like, a lot of times, even if you have things planned out, you're still grieving. You're not making necessarily, like, the clearest choices. It's like, hey, do you want to be in this incredibly expensive box in an incredibly expensive suit and also have to have you all ready and like, get you prepared at the funeral home and everything like that, right? I think that oftentimes, you're just kind of just like, yes, whatever. Yes, whatever is fine. Just keep doing it. Washington, instead of cremating or burying, is saying that there can be a process, I guess, that turns the human body into soil in about a month. Josh, you given this any kind of consideration that maybe your body could become food for a tree or some kind of plant or something like that? What do you think if that option was presented to you? A lot of people are excited about this.
I guess from a financial standpoint, it makes sense. I don't know if mixing my body with wood chips. I'm an organ donor. That's all I got.
Well, the problem that I have is that it needs to be I need to know more. It needs to be incredibly under control. Because if it's just you're going to do this process in a spot where this person's going to be, and then there will be a garden or whatever their wishes are over top of their... Cool, I'm fine. If I go to Lowe's and I need, like, you know, peat or compost or something like that, and instead of peat I'm getting, like, Uncle Pete from somebody else, that's where I might have a problem, you know? I feel like there's something off with that, isn't there? I don't know. I saw this. My first reaction was like, really? Just, like, leaving people there and having them, like, decompose? A lot of people are super excited about this, just fast-tracking your decomposition process.
So is there a designated spot for this, or am I just being dumped in a garden in my backyard?
I need to know. Yeah, are you just in the corner? I have no idea. So there you go. There's tonight's one more thing. Let's close it out with Nick in Jersey. Wants to talk Eagles. What's going on, Nick? How you doing?
Hey, man, what's up?
Not too much.
Hey, well, first, that composting, that's a process I definitely can't trust.
Well said, Nick.
but, yeah, just real quick about the Eagles.
Yeah.
This is going to be, I guess, a very strong opinion. I thought of it through my head. I'm like, this is not going to be a really good one. You guys are going to probably, like, laugh at me or something. But I think the things that Carson Wentz were talking about during the interview when he said that he made a lot of changes, like, physically and mentally and whatnot.
Yep.
I think the physically part he said about, like, the weight training, whatever, I think the mental part about it was how he sat back and watched Nick Foles, kind of a more veteran than him, obviously, because Nick Foles has been in the league longer, he kind of just laid back and he kind of just watched Nick Foles spread the ball around. And maybe he actually did take mental notes saying, wow, this is what happens when I spread the ball around. Now, I'm not bashing Carson whatsoever,
no.
You know. But I just feel like that's the changes that he doesn't want to talk about because I guess he doesn't want to admit that he's wrong.
Well, I mean, is he wrong if he's actually, like, you know, sitting back and, like you said, learning and growing from it? I mean, I think that none of us kind of have it right the first time around. I don't know if it's a big problem to say that you're learning and growing.
Well, not that you're wrong that you're learning and growing. I meant that he kind of, like, you know, like realized that he's throwing the Ertz a little bit too much and he should spread the ball more.
Sure. Yeah, well, I think that, Nick, thanks for the phone call, man. Sorry, we got to run. I don't think you're going to get crushed for that. I don't think that that's a crush-worthy opinion because the stats say that like he threw it to Ertz way more than he threw it to anybody else. And the offense wasn't always the most effective when the ball was in Ertz's hands, despite the fact that he was one of the top receiving threats that the team had. Looking forward to seeing what the 2019-2020 version of Carson Wentz brings to the table. Very much looking forward to that. Thanks to everybody who called and tweeted in. My co-host for this evening, really appreciated hanging out with you guys. Devon Givens, obviously, for sharing the microphone. Josh Rabick for coming in producing the show. Great job, man.
You got it, dude.
Thank you very much. And I will talk to you guys on Thursday, so enjoy your Joe-free day. We're back at it on Thursday right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.